This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two, Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, I'm going to mention five quick articles, and they're mind-blowers, and I'm going to ask for your comments, sir. First article, Dr. Fauci admits vaccines did not work as advertised, and that the vaccinated are in great danger today, and that's on video. Next, Fauci is urgently pushing pushing booster shots. I need a new prescription for my reading glasses. Next, flashback video. Fauci says kids can get AIDS from casual contact and withheld life-saving drugs from homosexuals back in the day. Next, Dr. Stella Emanuel, I love her, and Lee Merritt, both doctors, says mass COVID-19 vaccination campaign proves we are in an extinction-level event, and I'm quoting. Next, Bill Gates, your buddy, says governments will punish people for questioning mask and vaccine mandates online. Bill Gates says governments must punish people for questioning mask and vaccine mandates online. I had to say that again because it's unbelievable. As the powers that be say this stuff isn't working and they're trying to hide their nonchalant admissions to the fact that this is killing people, maiming people, destroying people's lives, but yet they're still saying these authoritarian, totalitarian, communist dictatorship criminal behaviors that they're promoting. Dr. Shealy.
The two top evil people, in my opinion, in this country are Bill Gates and Fauci.
So I'm glad I combined those articles then.
Yeah, they are really, evil at the core.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, regarding the compromised patient, when we're talking about immune systems, if you had to create a diet for the bottom 93% of income earners who we try to protect here on this broadcast, you know, people who don't have a lot of money to spare, how would you write up a diet program for people who want to build their immune system who might not be healthy in that particular category?
Well, you know, again, the basics are for everyone. Part of it is the fact 40 years ago, the so-called recommended daily intake was very low, like 1 to 2 milligrams of B-complex. In my opinion, today, the average American needs 25 milligrams of B-complex because of pollution, fluoride in the water and Roundup in the air, et cetera, and other pollutants.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, regarding we hear terms like heartburn, indigestion, you know, people who have GERD, gastrointestinal reflux disease, things of that nature. What is the best remedy, in your opinion, without having to go with two prescription drugs?
Well, no prescription drug is good. They all destroy your immune system. The single best thing is limonene, L-I-M-O-N-E-N-E. It is an extract of orange peel. Second is peppermint gel. About half as good as limonene, but both of them together are adequate for almost everybody.
Is there any chance that a person can purchase that off of your website, sir?
we do have, we don't have the limonene on our website, I'm sorry to say, or the gel. There just isn't enough call for us to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, you know, I think a lot of people are not going to be taking vaccines in the future because of the lack of trust and everything that has been uncovered. But we also know that some people feel differently about a tetanus shot because of the horrific death that occurs. Are you, whether it be the tetanus shot or any vaccines today, because we never know what they're putting in it, do you think there's any vaccines at all that's safe today, sir?
I cannot be sure. I wish I knew. I have not personally had any kind of vaccine in the last 40 years, period. No flu, no tetanus, nothing. I just don't take it.
You know, we don't hear this term too often today in medicine, which is circadian rhythm, because, practicing medicine is basically pushing big pharma profits today. But what is your comment on circadian rhythm and that functioning normal, and how does one go about getting healthy in that context, sir?
Well, it is essential to life and health. And it means having a minimum of 7 or 8 hours of sleep every night, not during the day. So only roughly 52% of people get 7 or 8 hours of sleep every night. So that means 42% have already destroyed their ultimate health by sleeping less than 7 hours.
Now, when we talk about hydration, we've talked about this in the past, versus being dehydrated, where you can get certain disease states like kidney stones and things like that. What is your recommendation for the best hydration? And is it weight related? Is it age related? What formula or math would you use for telling your patients regarding the best hydration solutions?
Weight. Take your body weight in pounds, divide that by half, and drink that many ounces of fluid. Now, on the other hand, fluoride in your water is poison. It destroys your pineal gland and your fertility. It has already cost us a male drop in fertility from 150 million to 40 million. When the male count gets down to 20 million, there'll be no more babies, thanks to your city council.
Well, that and these mRNA vaccines, which attacks the ovaries, I mean, this is all part of the plan, part of the depopulation plan. We all know that. Dr. Shealy, moving on to back pain, which is probably one of the biggest complaints out there for people, especially in America. Believe it or not, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage years ago, and I looked into certain surgeries. Well, I did my homework regarding, you know, motion is lotion, hydration, certain, you know, weight-bearing exercises, going to certain chiropractors, not being overweight. You know, I'm a little over 6 foot tall, so, you know, I can carry the 210 pounds that I have. Anyway, my point is that I looked into so many back surgeries, and especially cervical spine surgeries, and every orthopedic, or it doesn't matter what the surgeon was, they all had different plans of action. They weren't consistent. And I went to pain and spine physicians, and all they did was prescribe very debilitating drugs for pain. And I saw so many people in the waiting room that just their lives were lost. What's your opinion of spinal surgery as a whole regarding changing certain behaviors?
Well, that's why I am where I am today. I started out as a neurosurgeon. In October of 1971, I became the world's first holistic physician. I dropped out of neurosurgery, and I started trying to take care of the failures of neurosurgery, which were mostly spinal surgery. And I've never gone back.
regarding skin blemishes, I'll be gentle here. Sores, impetigo, rashes, welts, hives, psoriasis. What do you think is some of the best practices for keeping healthy skin? And I'm really hearing a lot of bad things about sunblockers creating cancer and doing things like that. What's your overall opinion of best practices for healthy skin, Dr. Shealy?
Well, again, getting adequate antioxidants. Anthocyanins of a variation, if you will, on a theme. There are certain supplements that are particularly good for the skin. However, psoriasis is not in that category. Psoriasis is an autoimmune disease. It is a relative of rheumatoid arthritis. And actually, there are well over 100 autoimmune diseases where the body attacks itself.
You know, Dr. Shealy, it's amazing how cancer is on the increase, and I've mentioned several articles, including a physician from, you know, I use physicians, researchers, scientists like yourself. I don't just make this stuff up. All published articles in the public domain. I don't just say this to kind of protect myself or give me plausible deniability, but I use credible sources. And I've read a lot about these mRNA vaccines, including the physician from Idaho who has basically concluded that cancer has gone up 20-fold since these bioweapons have been induced on the American people. What's your opinion? I want you to comment on that and chemo and radiation. Are there any cancers that would be applicable to use that today, Dr. Shealy?
Since the beginning of chemotherapy, I have said I don't mind dying, but I don't want to be poisoned to death. And that happened when I was doing my residency. It came in the 50s or 60s. And so there's no circumstance in which I don't mind dying. I just am not going to be poisoned to death with either radiation or chemotherapy. I like IV vitamin C in huge doses and IV ozone. That's what I routinely use.
Explain to our listeners what IV ozone is.
Well, ozone is O3. You may smell it after certain kinds of electrical equipment or in thunderstorms. Sometimes there's an increase in ozone created by the lightning and thunder. But basically it is a combination of ozone, essentially a double-strength ozone, oxygen. And it could be given intravenously or orally or even rectally.
Dr. Shealy, I've seen a lot of people who have opted not to take the radiations and chemos of the world, which is basically a World War I gas, in a sense. What do you think? I mean, I've seen people live 20, 30 years with a cancer diagnosis, and they basically just ate better, exercised a little more, got a little more sleep, and they just didn't take today's therapy of the radiation and chemo. What's your opinion of people just doing that?
Well, I would definitely always increase my vitamin C and my vitamin D3. But if you don't do anything else, I would at least do that.
I see. Dr. Shealy, you're not going to have time, but I'm going to ask you the question now. Regarding eyes and cataracts, what therapy do you recommend that's not drug-related? You can probably answer that after we get back from the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. Right before the break, I asked Dr. Shealy about therapy that you would suggest for people who have cataracts. Regarding eyes in general, Dr. Shealy, what do you recommend for overall health? And do you feel that with the therapy that you would recommend, people can avoid cataract surgery, Dr. Shealy?
I had people cure hundreds of people with cataracts by using United States Pharmacopeia castor oil, one drop in the eye at bedtime. One person cured it in a goat, and two in their dogs, but I have personally specialized only in people. USP castor oil will destroy most cataracts if you start early enough. And the other thing the eyes need is an amino acid called L-taurine. The heart and the eyes need more than any other organ. And vitamin A.
Okay, so do you feel that the castor oil alone will not cure? Do you need those supplements that you mentioned as well?
Well, no. I think you, no matter how much vitamin A and taurine you take, you need the castor oil at some point in life. It's very strongly genetically oriented, and according to many optometrists, all people develop cataracts sooner or later.
So when you say you have to start early enough, how do you define that? And you mentioned the word cure. How long does it take?
6 to 12 months. However, If you started it already, personally, once you've started it, I'd never stop it. I see no reason to. It's exquisitely inexpensive, safe, simple, and well worth it compared to surgery.
Are there any side effects, adverse events, or contraindications that people should be concerned about?
I know of no contraindication unless you've had some kind of previous surgery on your eyeball.
Okay, so is LASIK surgery one of those surgeries that you could be a concern?
Well, I don't think LASIK surgery would be a concern, but LASIK surgery is primarily an alternative for cataracts.
Okay. Dr. Sheila, I want to mention a few more articles about the bioweapon here. First one is COVID cases surge in Vermont, the most vaccinated state in the union, and doctor blames the Delta variant and unvaccinated people. Dr. Sheila, you have to ask yourself, what is worse, the corruption or the fact that they think that we are so stupid? Comments, sir.
They go together.
Yeah.
The corruption is part of thinking we're that stupid.
Yeah. And the FDA is recalling millions of coronavirus test kits over false positives. We've talked about this, especially with the PCR test, many times. U.S. flight attendant sues airline over vaccine mandate after experiencing severe side effects. And next article is school shuts down after large number of staff suffers adverse reactions from COVID booster. And next, children's hospitals are now being flooded with infant cardiac patients. Dr. Sheely, how could anybody in the world not see that this is a bioweapon, sir?
Stupidity.
I mean, I'm not even making this stuff up. These are all published articles in the public domain. Rich is not making this stuff up. Okay, next question, Dr. Sheely. And this is, I know I've asked you this in the past, but I just feel this is such an important question because teeth and gum health is directly related to overall health, especially relating to heart attacks and strokes because of the bacteria that most people get from heredity in the mouth. I would like you to comment on the validity of what I just said and what a person can do about their overall mouth health, Dr. Sheely.
Well, it's very, very valid, of course, because let's face it, other than your intestines, you have your mouth and gums are loaded with bacteria of all kinds.
I mean, do you recommend gargling? Do you recommend...
I recommend Demudent and brushing your teeth twice a day.
Okay. We'll be back, folks, with Dr. Norm Sheely for the last half an hour of the broadcast right after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet virtually Monday evening D.C. time to seek improved U.S.-China relations. Beijing and Washington have been at odds with rising tensions over Taiwan, political angst over COVID-19's origins, and tariffs started by the Trump administration. A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as the senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
President Biden's social spending package, the White House calls it the Build Back Better bill, and it's on lawmakers' minds in Washington. Republican Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez is on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. He tells Fox News his point of view.
Well, I call it the BBBBS bill. I mean, they tell you that there's going to be 2 million additional jobs created when actually the Wharton School of Business has indicated that there would be 200,000 jobs lost. They say that only people with $400,000 and more are going to get a tax increase. Or again, that same school says 80% of Americans will see a tax increase. The actual tax breaks are you go to the very rich. There's a SALT provision in there, which is the state and local taxes, that raises that limit up to $80,000. So if you're paying $80,000 in taxes and state and local taxes, you're probably making over $1 million a year. They're going to get a break. And then in terms of inflation, you know, it's supposed to be like $1.8 trillion. So you're gonna add $1.8 trillion to the economy, and somehow inflation is going to go down. Again, that's another big fat lie that lies in this bill, and that's why it's very unpopular, and it shouldn't pass because it's going to damage the American economy. There are other things in that bill that are just, horrendous and should never pass.
The Trump Organization has reportedly reached a deal to sell its prized Washington hotel for $375 million. The Trump International will be renamed the Waldorf Astoria and managed by the Hilton Group, according to reports. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fox, I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Today, I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince Fennelly, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy, Montana to Missouri. And you mentioned a few more articles here, Dr. Shealy, and I would love for you to comment whenever you feel necessary. Next article, hospital emergency room swamped with non-COVID patients, most of whom were previously vaccinated. Please listen to the keywords like previously vaccinated. Next article, highly vaccinated Germany experiences another post-vaccine COVID-19 outbreak. Keywords there is highly vaccinated. I'm putting an exclamation point here. Even Yahoo News revealed that thousands of double-jabbed over 50 years old, have died from COVID in the last 4 weeks. Thousands of double-jabbed. I'm not being condescending by repeating certain words in these articles, but I want you to realize what's happening here. Next article, fully vaccinated choir concert ends in substantial COVID-19 outbreak. Fully vaccinated. Next, woman ends up in wheelchair with neurological damage after submitting to COVID shot. Next, and this is the comedy article of the morning, Dr. Sheely. In Austria, now brothels are offering free sex sessions to clients who get vaccinated prior to having a little fun. Now, they should probably retitle this article Hard-Ons and Heart Attacks, but obviously that's my little two cents. But, Dr. Sheely, I've also read that these mRNA vaccines are creating a lot of erectile dysfunction, all pun aside, and it's making people age and become highly obese, especially with the lack of O2 in the blood that's been proven by Dr. Peter Fleming. I mean, would you like to expand on that, sir?
The kind of thing I could say is the vaccine sucks.
No pun intended, right?
No pun intended whatsoever. Now,
yeah.
Interestingly, I've had an email from Vince. He says he wants two questions he wants me to answer online on the air. Can a person get COVID more than once? Well, that's true of any illness, as far as I can tell. You can have shingles more than once. You can have any cold or any virus more than once. Some immunity is there for when you've had the disease, but not 100%. Second, is there a symptom of COVID that looks like a blistering rash on the arm that can lead to a heart attack and cause death within 10 days? Well, I'm not sure there's any symptom of COVID. I'm not even sure that the COVID-19 exists. So I think it's a fake, a fraud, and the vaccine is a bioweapon. So that's my answer.
Well, that's what I mentioned about Dr. David Martin's hour talk that Dr. Jane Ruby was discussing. And basically this whole, everything's connected. You know, the sustainable credit scores, the social credit scores, the reset, you know, the one type of money that's centralized. This is all about consolidating power, money, control, and I've connected the dots many times. But I'm going to go back to healthcare since I have you here for not even a half an hour left in the broadcast, Dr. Sheely. Did you answer Vince's questions?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you bet. You know, with all this unvetted illegal immigration, and I mentioned some unfortunate articles about that earlier in the broadcast, even the powers that be are referring to them as replacement populations to us, which is very dangerous language. There's a lot of people concerned about, you know, hepatitis, you know, which is yellow skin and eyes and tuberculosis and Ebola and, you know, a lot of people coming in because they're unvetted with unchecked diseases. Are there any symptoms and behaviors that we should be trying to notice as Americans with the millions of illegal unvetted immigrants that have come over our borders, Dr. Sheely?
Well, any acute illness, in my opinion, makes you wonder whether you've been exposed to something unique that could have come in through the exquisitely excessive allowance of illegal immigrants. I think it is a total constitutional bomb.
Oh, I agree. I know lots of people, especially lately, Dr. Sheely, and I don't know if it has a direct correlation with our immune systems going south, but I'm seeing a lot of people getting their gallbladders removed. and I want you to comment on how necessary it is, what the signs are, and the consequences of doing so, Dr. Shealy.
Well, the number one sign is a symptom of pain in the right upper quadrant, but it can be nausea and vomiting or diarrhea, and so they usually do an ultrasound or a CAT scan of that area, and if it has gallstones, the usual treatment is removing the gallbladder, which can be fatal.
And what are the consequences regarding diet, nutrition, overall longevity of doing so?
For many, many people, they have digestive systems the rest of their lives. Now, you can take bile salts, B-I-L-E-S-A-L-T-S, capsules, and many times the nausea, you know, dyspepsia, if you will disappear if you take bile salt capsules.
Now, when you hear the word steroids, a lot of people think different things, you know. People think corticosteroids like the prednisones and dexamethasones of the world. But regarding the anabolic steroids, which is basically known for bodybuilders, and we all know it's not very safe, but for older people to build muscles, would you recommend any type of protocol regarding anabolic steroids for older people to maybe gain a little bit of muscle as they age, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely not. I strongly recommend natural ways of raising your DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. It is essential for you to make your own testosterone. So my favorite statement is make your DHEA, don't take it. Therefore, natural things that will raise your DHEA, each of them at least 60% of what you start with. Fire Bliss, a transcutaneous acupuncture type thing. My youth formula. My natural eugesterone cream and magnesium lotion. Each of those raises your DHEA an average of 60%. And if you do that, you don't need to take DHEA or testosterone most of the time.
And since I mentioned it regarding corticosteroids, there's a lot of people who get on a regimen of prednisone and even especially inhaled steroids for asthma, COPD, and those type of disease states. What's your recommendation regarding those therapies, Dr. Shealy?
Under no circumstance would I take one more than 3 months.
And they should be titrated up and down, correct?
Yes, indeed. Interestingly, I've had an animosity, if you will, towards steroids since I was an intern. And a patient came into the hospital dying of both staphylococcus infection and fungus infection all over his body from taking long-term steroids.
Regarding antibiotics, we've talked about this before, but I feel it's worth repeating, Dr. Shealy, because so many people for decades, have gone to the doctor's office with a sniffle, and they feel like they're getting their money's worth if they get a prescription from the physician regarding antibiotics. And a lot of these are, you know, second generation, third generation, the cephalosporins, even the cipros, which have, destroyed the normal flora in the body. What's your philosophy on antibiotics and using prednisone and amoxicillin versus the more powerful kinds of antibiotics? And just give me an overall opinion, because too many people are going to the doctors just to get that, and they don't even know it's viral or bacterial. Dr. Shealy.
Well, I've never liked antibiotics since they came in, although they can save your life, no question about it. The chronic use is particularly worrisome. It absolutely clobbers your immune system, and it always destroys your gut to some extent.
And what therapy would you recommend in order to combat somebody who's taken too many antibiotics?
Probiotics. Gobs of probiotics. My favorite is kombucha. But plain kefir is just as good, and plain yogurt is just as good. Although I think kombucha may be a little stronger.
And how often would a person take that if they've been on a regimen, 10 to 14 days of antibiotics, what do you recommend if they went to the store and bought
two or three doses a day.
For how long?
A minimum of 10 days.
How do you use the unit of measure of a dose regarding kefir when it comes like in a liter bottle, for example? I mean, what, one glass?
A glass, yeah.
Okay. Regarding painkillers, Dr. Shealy, we can spend the rest of the program mentioning one-tenth of them that's out there because there's so many of them. I know some people who are totally against ever taking a painkiller under any circumstance. But it's amazing how many people have gotten prescriptions, they've sold it on the street, they've died from it, they've destroyed their bodies. What, give us your synopsis of painkillers in general and any exceptions to the rule, please, sir.
Well, acute injuries and surgery, in my opinion, are an indication of using some type of narcotic or opioid. They prefer, for some reason, that term today. And I do believe that 1 to 2 or 3 weeks after a major surgery is indicated. I do not personally like long-term use of opioids. It actually increases your risk of suicide.
It's amazing, Dr. Shealy, how many people still ask for it after the comment you just mentioned. It's mind-boggling. Regarding allergies to medications, you know, I have read till I'm blue in the face about all these physicians, diagnosticians talking about if you have allergies to medications, you shouldn't take it. But then when it comes to these mRNA bioweapons, all the doctors balk and say, no, you need to take the vax. What the heck is going on when there's so much hypocrisies and exceptions to the rules and double standards when they've physicians for years, if you have an allergy to a med, you shouldn't take it. But for these so-called vaccinations, and I'm using air quotes, they're saying that's the exception to the rule. How do you make common sense and logic out of that statement, Dr. Shealy?
Is there logic? It is illogical. Crazy.
So you agree that if you have an allergy to some of the active ingredients or any of the ingredients in these so-called vaccines, again, air quotes, you agree that that should be enough not to take it, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. You heard it here live, folks, with Dr. Norm Shealy. We'll be back with our last segment of the broadcast right after these messages.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the last segment of the broadcast. This is Rich Sheeben with Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, I want to thank you right now for your expertise, your experience, your knowledge, your credentials, and most of all, what I call the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. And I know our audience appreciates that as well. I have one article here, Dr. Shealy. The CDC is literally pursuing the spread of international flight policy to keep the pandemic going. We all know, and I've given probably hundreds, if not thousands, of articles about how the people who have been vaccinated, and I again use that as air quotes, are the ones getting sick, going into the hospital, spreading the so-called disease, and dying. It's appalling to me how people that call themselves experts and official authorities are basically subscribing to the propaganda. Do you have any comments, sir?
They are either evil or stupid. You can't be honest and smart if you support the vaccine, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all agree. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about allergies to meds. What's your comment on using epinephrine for bad allergic responses, if you will?
Well, if you definitely know that you have had that kind of what's called anaphylactic shock, fallen to the ground, passed out, and had other serious allergic reactions, an EpiPen is worth carrying with you, yes.
Now, you mentioned shock, and how do we know, whether it be prevention, treatment of shock, how do you know it's shock? How do you know it's not a seizure or some type of poisoning? It could be an alcoholic, could be stroke, could be fainting. How do you differentiate between all those different definitions, which are basically the same, being plus consciousness, and how do you recognize it, and how do you treat it, and where do you go from there, sir?
Be quite honest, I haven't the foggiest idea, because if you've had one anaphylactic shock and never had anything else that resembles it, any major sudden, total body event may think you're having such an allergic reaction. So I presume that people who prescribe those things give adequate instruction to the person who don't take it unless they've had, in fact, in my opinion, for most people, the shot is to be given by someone other than you when you have that serious allergic reaction.
Okay.
The EpiPen, you're not supposed to give it to yourself most of the time.
Right. Okay. Regarding fever in general, Dr. Shealy, when does it become dangerous? What number? What home remedies do you recommend? I remember watching old movies as a kid where, someone would throw somebody in a horse trough to bring down their fever. What's your opinion on that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, our daughter once had such a reaction, and I put her in the bathtub and ran cold water to cool her off. Now, ordinarily, I would use aspirin, to be honest, but, if you want to get it down quickly, 104 to 105 degrees begins to get worrisome.
Regarding infected wounds, abscesses, boils, things of that nature, I know people personally who, and men are notorious for that. Oh, don't worry about it. My leg's falling off. Just give me a beer out of the cooler, and I'll hop over to the ball game or some type thing. And I know people that, they didn't elevate their leg. It got more infected, and it wasn't treated. What do you think protocol should be for something like that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, that is an indication to me of antibiotics. Any serious infection, I still would use antibiotics, no question about it.
And would you recommend just penicillin, ampicillin, type antibiotic, or something worse?
Well, if you know what you're thinking, I don't know which antibiotic. I'm not smart enough. I don't have that kind of general practice. I depend upon a family physician or an internist to know which antibiotic to use. But there are different strokes for different folks, so to speak.
Regarding constipation, Dr. Shealy, I noticed when a lot of people get older, that's more of an issue and a complaint. Do you recommend any home remedies, whether it be diet or therapies?
Yes. Fiber. Fiber. My favorite is actually grapefruit pectin.
Grapefruit pectin. Okay.
Now, there are other such things, but it just seems to me to be more efficient and more effective, grapefruit pectin. And I don't like Metamucil, for instance, because it's got sugar in it.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, again, it's always an honor to interview you. You have so much information, so much experience. I thank you. Our audience thanks you. And you have a great Monday, sir. And I'm looking forward to next time I interview you.
Blessings. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. I will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, and to talk about the usual things that I do. And you all have a great day.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.